Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Survival Conversations. I'm here with my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone. And just for people who are listening, you'll be able to watch us now on YouTube. So we will be posting this podcast episode on YouTube, too. So if you want to see us.
And I'm Michael Troyer, and you're going to be able to figure out looking who's who, if you can't already tell by the voice. This morning, we're focusing on improving your productivity, some steps that you can take. I want to start with the fact that so often we step into the office, it's been a long week. We feel overwhelmed. The desk is just full of notes and post-it notes and other stuff. And we're so overwhelmed, we're in a deep rut. We don't know how to get out. And in fact, we become thus far, far less productive because we sit there kind of in a glaze thinking, where do I start with all of this? And I've got three more problems. I can hear them outside my door. What are you going to do? Well, here's some ways we hope to help you get through that rut. And the first one, frankly, is to step away from the rut.
Yes, Michael, just walk away. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we just will go at it and go at every angle of this project and we're not going anywhere. I mean, it's like 2 hours and we're kind of wasting because we don't have creativity at that point. We are drained. We are tired. So I really love this tip. Just walk away. And sometimes it's like, oh, let me just have 15 more minutes. Maybe something will come up. You know what? Just say 1, 2, 3, shut your computer and just walk away. Take a walk outside. Our office is close to the botanical garden. So we will go and just walk into the botanical garden and get inspired. Or just have a fresh air and think about anything else, but not that particular project or task.
As an example of that, I'm going to use the computer because I'm an old guard person and I used to be able to tie up a computer and not be able to unfreeze it. I can still do it with my Apple sometimes when I overload things. What do? You have to walk away. You can stay there and you can play with it and play with it and play with it and not get it to unfreeze. But when you walk away, your mind does some things with it that you don't even know are going on. And when you return, you may do something as simple as turning it off, which is what we're talking about, walking away, and then turning it back on again, and you can unfreeze it, or you may come up with another solution. But first thing, walk away when you're overwhelmed. You need that break. You need to step aside.
Michael, yeah. Second thing we suggest is that you have to make sure that your responsibility from your work does not run your calendar in your life. As a small business owners, we are very bad with that. I mean, we work early in the morning, late at night, Saturdays and Sundays. It's like, you know, you have this ongoing work all the time.
And when you do that, I think you're robbing yourself of perspective. Perspective is having some time to think about things away from that job. So when you're, as Anna says, when you're working from 7 in the morning till 12 at night, you don't go home for dinner. You eat real quick and go to bed. You get up the next morning. You're really hurting your business. Frankly, there's a real value in understanding that you get more done when you work less hours at doing it because you're giving yourself time to reflect, time to get away from other things. Less hours, but more done is a goal you should set for yourself.
Make sure that you schedule on your calendar, go to the gym, meditate, because I notice that every single time I'll go to the gym and get my blood running or, you know, like flowing, I have better ideas and my brain is fresh. I go to my computer and I'm ready and I have all these different ideas because my brain had a break from this mental work. My brain had all these endorphins. Am I correct, Michael?
Yes.
Where they're flowing right now from just my blood going through my bloodstream. So it's very important. And it's for yourself. Do it for yourself. Schedule your time.
And it's fascinating to me at what you mentioned, that when you get away and you do something like walking in the botanical garden or exercise or do a hobby that you love for a little bit, those endorphins give you, allow your brain to come back and focus. And suddenly you can see your way through that mass of things you think you've got to handle everything all at once. Your mind says, no, I'm going to start here. And you're beginning to work your way out of that sense of being overwhelmed by too much. So good ideas. What's the third?
The third one is you have to prioritize your tasks. Just make sure that you focus on really important things. Make sure that you look strategically on your goals. Make sure that what you're doing is really moving your company towards success or towards your goal. And to be honest with you, when you look at your goals, and if you have pencil your goals every single day and you have not, you don't think it's very important, but you still want to do it, sometimes you have to take time just to erase some of these goals. Just delete them. And your mind will feel better and you'll get more productive. That's what I think, Michael. What do you think?
Well, I think we're really speaking to that small business owner out there. And one of the risks is that because you're trying to do it all, you need to prioritize for the long run. That's so important. That's your role, is to making sure this firm is there 5 months from now, not just today. So we have such a tendency to jump on the quick, easy things, the low hanging fruit, when that's not really where we should be focused. We need other people to be doing that. We need to be looking out ahead. Competitors come up with a new product. We want to try to match them, come up with something better. That's where our mind should be focused. How do we improve our reach into the market? We know we haven't reached all the customers we should. How do we get that? How do we do that better? That's that prioritizing of the long run future. And I think sometimes when we're talking about productivity, that we don't define what we mean by productivity. Mm-hmm. If the employees see you arriving before they arrive and leaving after they leave, does that make you a very productive employer? Not necessarily. Maybe you're not using your time well. The question isn't it the amount of time you put in? It isn't even the most output you produce, whatever that might be, if you could measure it, and you should be measuring it. It's as much the quality of what you do when you're at it. The quality is what's important. That's what we lose when we get caught up in doing too many little things, too many things that aren't important to the future. If I were a small business owner and I had the right staff person, I wouldn't look at my email until it had been sorted by somebody else. In the old days, they did that with your mail.
That's delegation, Mike.
Delegation.
We taught delegation. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In another podcast episode, so please listen to it. That's number fourth on our list. It's like, to delegate is extremely important for your sanity, and not only for your sanity, but for your growth if you want to grow. So productivity key strategy number four for us is delegation. So it's very, very important. And number fifth, Michael, what is number fifth on our list?
Is to train people now to begin to do some of the things that you need done so that you can be more productive. And too often we train somebody to do a new task, and we train them just long enough that they can do it, and we put them to work on the line or in that office, and we think that's enough. The point is, it isn't enough. We really need to train them far enough along that they can then turn and cross-train somebody else to do what they've just learned to do. Because that, when I can teach you how to do what I do, now I'm getting better at doing what I do, because I've had to break down what I do into something that you can understand. So I'm saying all of this because if I can train you now, I don't have to worry about coming back later and adding more training. I've got you doing it, and I'm more productive because I can move on to the things I need to do. So it's a productivity trick.
Absolutely. I mean, this is part of the delegation. And our last strategy for you is, you have to make sure that you start thinking and working more on the business rather than in the business. As a small business owners, we work as technicians all the time. In order for you to grow, in order for you to have sanity in your life, we suggest that you look more strategically. So, for example, when you start your business, we understand that 90% of the time you'll be technician, because you're the one who invented the business. You're the one who created the product or service. So you have to do that. But with the stage of your business, little by little, you have to start putting more strategic, or spending more time strategically on your business. So you have to schedule your time. At the beginning, again, it may be only 10 10% of your time spent on strategic, a little bit 20%. And then with the time, you have to have 30%, 40%. And towards kind of when you're free and when you want to be like sane, make sure that you spend 80% of your time on strategic goals and tasks, and only 20% as a technician, teaching people, educating people, to make sure that when you delegate tasks and activities, they're performing at the level you want them to perform.
And you're trying to get the most out of everybody. Two quick examples of that to me. How often do you have a meeting where you don't have an agenda and everybody gathers? Nobody's been thinking about anything you want to bring up. And you've lost then this input that they could offer. So they're going to sit back and wait to see what you say. And maybe they'll offer something. What if you gave them an agenda 2 days ahead? I want you to think about these three topics. We'll get together on Thursday and we'll talk about them. Now you've got their minds going. That's being strategic. That's looking ahead to saying, I want to draw from my folks what they think, what their ideas might be for the three topics. But you got to give them some preparation. Another example to me, so often we make a decision and it constrains our future. So I'm going to create an HR department. I want it to do with the following things, and I give it these tight parameters. The problem is I'm creating a silo. I haven't said that I want an HR process to go on, but I want it to be kind of linked closely with new product design and purchasing and all these other things, so that I don't get a silo that it eventually becomes unwilling to share what they know and do with others. And thus I begin to get a department that becomes more interested in its own self-preservation. Oh, nobody can do what we do. We're not going to tell you what we do. Instead of being the strategic, interconnected organization that we really want. So in both cases, we got to think about the decisions we make in terms of the future, not just today.
Absolutely.
That'll make you more productive.
Thank you so much, everyone. We will see you next time, or here, or you will listen to us next episode. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.